This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's going to be a great day today. I have several incredible intercessors on with me this morning. You're going to be praying, leading us in a time of intercession for this nation and however the Holy Spirit leads them. And I'm really excited about today. These ladies are a vital part of Breakout Prayer Network, and Gene and I have a strong connection with them and delighted to be in a relationship with them, as well as their husbands. And we know it's going to be a great day to pray. So it's going to be great today to have on with me today Deborah Davenport, Pia Amato, Jessica Remedios, Tammy Logan, Rhonda Kinzer, Cheryl Ortiz, which is our National Prayer Coordinator. So it's going to be a great day. And so here we go. And I'm delighted that you're listening. It's going to be a great day of intercession. Holy Spirit just put it upon my heart to have a time of course, we pray around the clock here on BPNRadio.com, but put it on my heart today just to have a time of intercession, so intercessory prayer. So we're going to do some kingdom work today. I believe that we're going to make a difference. Here we go.
The armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more. What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? Up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the life that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed?
Themselves and pray. If my people call by my name, if that hunger themselves
Okay, there you have one of my favorite groups in the whole wide world, Casting Crowns, and What If My People Prayed. And so this is the key. We know that there is hope for America, but it all depends on us. And God can do anything if we pray, but he won't do anything unless we pray. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. What did he say? He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. What an opportunity is to be leading prayer all across America and around the world. For so many, many years, Gene and I were able to only travel to one church at a time. And that was a wonderful season. But now we get to travel to so many churches and cities and nations at one time. And since 1990, when we went to church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, we've been in relationship with Brian and Deborah Davenport. Deborah's here with us today. She's been on BPNradio.com many times. And Deborah, good to have you on here this morning. Good to have you on today, as you've been many, many times on BPNradio.com. I know that you're a true intercessor. I believe the Holy Spirit is just calling for more intercessors because I believe that we must have men and women that stand in the gap, make up the hedge on behalf of our nation. So it's so good to have you today. I want you to pray. I'll play some worship music. However the Holy Spirit leads you, you go for it. Thank you for being on today. Deborah Davenport, Rockwall, Texas.
Thank you, Dale. Father, I thank you for this nation. I thank you that we have the privilege of living in this incredible nation that was founded on godly principles. And Father, I am encouraged that there are many, many, many men and women and children of God who still love you and serve you and are called sons and daughters of the Most High God. Even in the White House, Father, we know that we have a vice president and his wife who stand up for you, who love Israel, who are godly counsel for our president. Yes. We thank you for that strategic position that you have placed Vice President Pence and his wife in. We know there are many strategically placed people in the government, in high places in the government, in low places in the government. Lord, I thank you that there are even chefs in the White House.
Yes.
Who know you.
Yes.
There are people who claim that they are praying and interceding, Father. Lord, I thank you that the place of an intercessor is a called place. But, you know, I know that we're all called to be intercessors in one form or another.
Yes.
It's our true strategic job. Whatever we have been called to do, whether it be in business or a doctor, a nurse, a mom, a dad, a janitor, whatever it is, a student, Father, you have strategically placed your people all over this nation to intercede,
yes,
to pray and establish your kingdom,
yes,
in this nation. And in the world, Father, because it's your kingdom that lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
All this is going to blow away. But you, Father, have established and are establishing your kingdom. But you have chosen to use our mouths to get in agreement with you to speak your word in the situations that we find ourselves, Father. I thank you, Father. I pray for those who have lost hope today.
Yes.
I pray that you would renew their faith, that you would remind them that faith works by love.
Yes.
And you are love, love that does not disappoint, a hope that does not disappoint. I thank you, Father, for your great grace and mercy and love. I thank you for raising up intercessors, Lord. It's not so much about doing intercession as it is being an intercessor. It's just being willing and yielded and surrendered to the heart of God. Just if you don't think you're an intercessor, just sit back and say, Father, I want your heart. I want your ears to hear what you want me to pray.
Yes.
I want your eyes to see through your eyes of love what's really going on inside people's lives and in their homes and in their hearts. Father, I want your lips to pray through me, Father. I'm available.
Yes.
I'm available.
Yes.
Lord, raise up intercessors who are available in what, in their driving to and from work, in cleaning their house or cooking their dinner or whatever their job is, Father. There is so much more time to pray than we realize. In Ephesians 6:18, it says, keep on praying. Keep on praying. Persevere in prayer at all times with all kinds of prayer. And I believe you'll find that even in the night season, God will wake you up and you will find yourself in prayer as you wake up. Your spirit man is not sleeping. He is engaged with the Spirit of God. It just takes practice. And you start where you are. You start where you are and you ask the Holy Spirit who lives in you to help. And Father, I thank you that you are giving us a heart of thanksgiving and yes. gratitude for those in authority over us, that you're setting a guard over our mouths and keeping watch over the door of our lips, that you are helping us to watch any words of strife, grumbling, murmuring, or complaining against the government, our spouses, our children, our situations. Father, I thank you that you are helping us by the Holy Spirit to be thankful people, people full of gratitude, heart gratitude for what we have, who we are, who we know, which is you. Thank you, Father, that as we pray out of a heart of gratitude, you are going to change this nation and pour out your spirit on this nation, because we need you. We need revival every day. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit to love like you love. We need your fire when we go grocery shopping, when we are with friends at dinner, when we go to church, Father, when we are the church. We need your fire, Father. We need the Holy Ghost fire to come upon us, to burn within us for what your heart's desires are. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for your love that is patient, that you're working that patience in us and through us.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we pray the truth, not the facts, not the circumstances.
That's right.
Anybody can pray the facts or the circumstances.
That's right.
It takes no faith to pray that. But Father, by faith, we pray the truth, your word, into every circumstance and situation that we have in our lives. And we thank you for the gift of intercession. And we thank you, Jesus, that you are the true intercessor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, wow. Debbie, thank you for agreeing with us in prayer. And I set myself in agreement with the prayers that you've been praying today. What a tremendous honor it is to have you as an intercessor, encouraging other intercessors. And I like what you've said concerning intercession. And I believe that when people intercede, they just follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, right? They don't have a set.
Right.
They don't have a set agenda, do they?
No.
However,
it's his agenda.
His agenda. However, the Holy Spirit leads. I know that that is very, very, very important. And is there any way that people can contact you? Do you have any? Y'all have a way? You have a website or any way that people can contact you if they if they'd like to have some encouragement?
I do have not a website, but just an email address.
Email address. Why don't you give us your email address?
Okay, it's a little bit lengthy, but
that's all right. Go for it.
Okay, TX Laughing Lady at yahoo.com.
Okay, say that one more time.
TX, like the abbreviation for Texas.
Okay.
Laughing Lady, just spelled out LaugHingLady at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Thank you so much for being on. I've been trying to find a Chris Folsom song that I played several times about the bridge. Maybe you could email me that during the program, and I'll play it today. I haven't been able to find it. I played it several times before. But if you're able to find it, email it back to me, and I will play that today. I love that song by Chris Folsom, a longtime friend of you and Brian. So,
yeah,
we'll get that done. Thank you so very much for being on, and we continue to pray, intercede today here on a special Intercession Wednesday on BPNradio.com. And we are praying that the Lord will heal our land. Here's Wayne Watson as we continue to pray here on BPNradio.com on this Intercession Wednesday. Stay tuned with us. Don't go away. Tell somebody. Okay, there you have Wayne Watson, Heal Our Land. Most all the songs that are played here on bpnradio.com, you can purchase on iTunes. Good to have you listening on bpnradio.com. And we have Pia Amato that's on the phone. She's from Palm Beach County, Florida. Pia's heard several times on BPN Radio. Good morning, Pia. Are you there?
Yes. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing well, and it's good to have you on as an intercessor, a true intercessor, on BPNRadio.com. The Holy Spirit just placed on my heart, today is a day of special intercession on behalf of our nation. We know there's spiritual warfare going on, and however the Holy Spirit leads you, I know you have a tremendous gift to pray for freedom in people's lives. So I'm going to play some worship music, and you pray however the Holy Spirit leads you, Pia. You go for it. Good to have you on today.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, today I really felt led to talk and to pray about operating in the courts of heaven and how to petition God on our behalf or legal cases that Satan has against us.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I've recently been involved with a couple of unjust and unfounded lawsuits through my job. So God has really put this on my heart to pray for people. But it's not from a natural perspective, dealing with an earthly judge. It's dealing with our heavenly judge, but from a supernatural one. So I'm just going to preface it for like just a couple minutes, because this is like life-changing stuff. So this is how to go to God as our judge and petition cases that Satan has against us in the courts of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So is that okay, Pastor, that I do that real quick?
Absolutely. You go for it.
Okay. So, and then I'm going to pray. I'm going to lead everybody with a prayer on how to break those legal cases. So basically, Robert Henderson is a pastor, and he has a book called Operating in the Courts of Heaven. He was on Sid Roth's TV show. It's Supernatural. And these are just a few, just a tiny few of the principles that his books are based on, that he teaches. So basically, when Jesus died on the cross, the greatest legal transaction of history took place. When he said, "It is finished," he meant every legal mandate is now met. That's what he did on the cross for us. So we take that legal mandate and execute it into place. And I'm kind of just, you know, this is his words, Robert Henderson's words, not mine. But a verdict has no power until it has been executed into place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is why a judge can render a verdict. But if there's no officer of the court to execute it into place, it will not accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are the officers of the court that are anointed, deputized, and authorized by the Holy Spirit to take what Jesus did on the cross and to execute it into place until there is a practical function to what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
So most Christians, including myself, make the mistake of executing in the battlefield rather than the courts of heaven. You know, it says in Revelation that when Jesus is coming back, he's coming back to judge, and then he's coming to make war.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Robert Henson does use the scripture to back all this up. And when you see everything, how he connects it, your mind is kind of blown. But in Daniel 7:10, it's talking about there was a court. The court was seated and the books were open. So the Bible talks all about courts of heaven. I'm sure most of us seasoned Christian knows John saw in Revelation. Ezekiel saw courts of heaven. Isaiah saw courts of heaven. Jesus even talked about Peter, about that, Satan tried to sift him in the courts of heaven. So there are books full of our destiny, all the way up to the nations that have been written about us. Psalms 139:16 says, every person has their own book about them. This gets to my point and to my prayer when we're praying in a couple of minutes.
Okay.
It says Psalms 139:16. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as there were none of them. So, you know, God has a book for us since before the beginning of the foundations of the earth were created, all about us, about his destiny for our lives. I think we can, you know, all agree about that. But Satan comes to destroy the things that are written about us.
Yeah.
The things that God has planned for us.
Uh-huh.
So we have to know how to step into the courts of heaven and deal with every legal thing the enemy has using to stopping us from getting the destiny God has already ordained for us. So we can do it in three ways. In Luke 11, chapters 11 and 18, it talks about how we can approach God. We can approach him as father and as friend, which most of us know. So we can also, which most people overlook, approach him as judge.
Mm-hmm.
And judge is the judicial dimension. And in Luke 18, there's a parable of the persistent widow. I'm sure a lot of us have heard this story. Jesus said that if this widow could get a verdict from an unjust judge, how much more can we come before the judge of all the earth, the righteous judge, and see God render verdict on our behalf? Right? And
yes.
1 Peter 5:8 says, your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. So he just can't devour at will. He's got to have a legal ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, the word adversary is a Greek word, and it means one who brings a lawsuit. That's the actual translation. It's anti-decos. And there's two words, if you break that down, anti is against, and decos means right. So it's against our rights. One who brings a lawsuit and one who comes against our rights. That's what Satan's purpose is for us. You know, that's what adversary means. So we've got to fight what, you know, what's rightfully ours. So people sometimes wonder, hey, why am I not getting what the Bible says that I am supposed to have with everything that Jesus bought for me on the cross? Because it's been all finished, right? But it's because Satan has a legal case against us in the courts of heaven sometimes. So when we wrestle the battle by rebuking, binding, and loosing before we've dealt with the legal cases against us, Satan is going to use those legal cases against us first. So that's why we don't see a lot of healing happening, like people who have chronic things happening. So I'm almost to the prayer. In Luke 22:31, Jesus said to Peter, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. The word desire meant that he demanded that he be put on trial, so that Satan had an awareness of what Peter's destiny was, because he must know what's in our book. And his strategy was to stop Peter from getting what was his in Peter's own book, and to take him to court.
And to
say that he is disqualified because of all these issues that Peter had. And we all know that Peter had some issues, just like most of us. But Jesus said, I went to court for you and stood for you, and you are going to get the destiny that God has ordained for you. So obviously Jesus is our advocate. You know, he's our mediator when we go to court.
Yes.
So here's the prayer, and then I'm going to have people repeat this. So, and this is just directly from Robert Henderson.
Okay, you go for it, Pia.
Okay.
All right.
So the prayer is, we thank you, Father God, for being our Father, friend, and judge. We come boldly before the courts of heaven by faith, and we want to ask, Lord, that verdict would be rendered. You created each of us with a book, with a destiny from heaven, Lord, and I want to ask that every legal issue that's being used against us,
yes,
against any person or anybody in our family line, Father God, any generational curse,
yes,
Father God, that it would be removed. And so I'm going to pray this, and if listeners want to repeat it out loud, go ahead. So
okay.
Here's the prayer. Lord, in Jesus' name,
Lord, in Jesus' I repent for any
transgression.
Sin. Transgression.
Or iniquity.
Iniquity.
Against me.
Against me.
Or any accusation.
Any accusation.
Anything that is contrary.
Anything that is contrary.
You took it out of the way.
You took it out of the way. Nailed it to your cross.
Lord, that accusation is removed by the blood of Jesus.
That accusation is removed by the blood of Jesus.
And Lord God, we grant you as judge.
And Lord God, we grant you as judge.
The legal right.
The legal right.
To render a verdict.
To render a verdict.
That I can have the destiny.
I can have the destiny.
That was written in the books about me.
It was written in the books about me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And it's as simple as that. You know, if there's a legal case against you in the courts of heaven, you just, it's a simple prayer, get the book and read more in depth. I just covered just the tip of the iceberg. But now we can go to battle for those things and loose and bind and loose and rebuke. And we can also go, I mean, we know the names of God, like over our circumstances when we're interceding. Some people don't know all the names of God, so I kind of want to go over them. We can pray for Jehovah Rohi, the Lord's our shepherd. When he leads, guides us, and directs us and keeps us from danger. We can pray Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth. When you're going through a crisis, Just pray that name, Jehovah Rapha. Anybody who's sick right now, we just pray the name of Jehovah Rapha over them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We decree and declare that they're the healed of the Lord in Jesus' name. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of our peace. In the midst of a storm, we just say, peace be still. We thank you that in the midst of crisis and turmoil, that we'll have a peace. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. You own the cattle on the thousand hills, and it is ours by inheritance as sons and daughters of the Most High King. I thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, our victory, our banner, our rear guard. I thank you that you've got our back when we can't see the attack coming. That's why you're our rear guard. We thank you that you are Jehovah Sikkenu, our righteousness. Jehovah Mkadesh, our sanctification. You are Abba Father. You're the good, good Father. You're the great I Am. You're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I thank you, Father, that we're going to put these principles into action, learning how to pray as you're our advocate in the courts of heaven.
Yes.
Father, in the cases that Satan has against us, Father God, from whether we did it ourselves or it was a generational sin that's never been closed, never been dealt with. Father God, we thank you that we're going to learn how to operate in the courts of heaven so that we can be victorious in all the things that you have planned for us, all the things that you have planned in the book that you created for us since the beginning of time. We think that we're going to fulfill the call and purposes that you have for us. And no devil, or Satan himself can stop the things that you have planned for us. We thank you. We decree and declare Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So I thank you that we have a good hope and a good hope and a future because you are a good, good Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I set myself in agreement with you, Peter. I just know that God is at work in your life and our lives. We set ourselves in agreement. And thank you for helping us to do some spiritual warfare here. And we just declare that the voice of the accuser is broken in Jesus' name. Thank you for Pia. Thank you, Pia. Love you very much. And so very, very thankful that... We're having a prayer time today being led by the Holy Spirit. I'll be back with just a moment with our next intercessor here on this Wednesday intercession time on bpnradio.com.
Draw me to my knees so we can talk. Let me feel your breath. Let me know you're here with me.
There's my friend Martin Smith. I like that song. I believe we have Jessica Remedios on the line. Are you there, Jessica?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's good to have one of my spiritual granddaughters on with me today from Alexandria, Louisiana, Jessica Remedios. And it was good to have you on today. You're a wonderful young lady, and I know the hand of God is upon you, and God has certainly anointed you to pray, to be an intercessor. So why don't you pray for your generation, the millennials, and however the Holy Spirit leads you, Jessica. I'll play some prayer music, and you can pray however the Holy Spirit directs you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right,
good.
Go for it.
God, I just pray now for... Oh, wait, what? Sorry.
Yeah, you go for it, Jessica.
Okay. Lord, I just pray now for my generation, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you're uniting all generations, Lord. I thank you, God, that we're learning, Lord, that even in our faith, God, that we come from the father of Isaac. Abraham and Jacob, Lord, that we're all together. We're connected, Lord. So I pray now, God, that there won't be any separation in that. In the name of Jesus, I pray for the millennials, Lord, right now, God, that you begin to unite them, Lord, with the baby boomers, Lord, that you unite them, God, with Generation X. I pray now, God, that you begin to speak to them in a new way. There'll be an awakening, Lord. Lord, that they would know how to connect with people outside of screens from their phones, Lord, and computer screens, Lord. I thank you, God, for something real and something authentic, Lord, that they're searching. And I thank you, God, that you're beginning to speak to them, Lord, that they will not be swayed by what's shown on the media. They will not be swayed on what they see, Lord, but they would know the truth of your voice. They would know who you are, God, through your word. Lord, that they would begin to have real encounters with Jesus. They would not settle for counterfeits in the name of Jesus. I pray now for freedom, God, even in their identity, Lord, that they would know who they are in you, Jesus. Yes. Lord, that they would know that they are beautifully and wonderfully created in you, Lord, that they are the image of Christ. Lord, that the body would stand up, the body of Christ. Lord, that even millennials would know that they have a place in the church, that they are not outcasted or to the side, Lord, but you would teach them and show them, Lord, that there is much wisdom that they can get from the other generations, Lord. God, that you would even use them to even pass down to the next generation, Lord. So I pray now, God, for wisdom to come from heaven. I pray now, Lord, that you would just give them the boldness to be truthful, God, and to have wisdom even when they're in the college, university, Lord, even when they're in school, Lord, that you would use them in such a way, Lord, to profound the wise, Lord, your glory. God, I thank you, God, that you use the foolish things of this world to profound the wise. So I thank you, God, that even right now, God, that you begin to give these people encounters with you, Lord, that there are people that are searching for something real, that they would not go to the wrong sources, of spirituality, Lord, but they would come to know you, Lord, that they would come back to their roots of what they've been raised to know you as, Lord. So I thank you, God, for freedom in the name of Jesus. I pray now, God, that you just begin to speak to them in a new way. I pray now, God, for a hunger for your word like never before. God, that you would draw them as deep calls unto deep, Lord, that you would draw them onto the water, Lord, that they would know your word, that they would thirst and hunger for you in the name of Jesus. I just pray now, God, even for miracles and healing, Lord, that they would walk in a new level of authority in the Spirit. I thank you, God, that they would not just be satisfied with their parents' faith, Lord, but they would have their own walk with you, Jesus, that they would know you personally, that they would have an encounter, Lord, like Moses, Lord, that they would be so full of your glory that they would shine and beam with your presence, Lord, that you would use people like them, Lord, that they would be like Moses, that even though they felt like they were afraid or they were shy, they were intimidated, Lord, that you would raise them up to be leaders in the name of Jesus. I speak against the spirit of intimidation in the name of Jesus trying to come against my generation. Yes. I speak against the spirit of life and trying to come against my generation, telling them who they should be and who they should not be. I thank you, God, that they will stand for the truth and morals, even though it may look like it's backwards. I thank you, God, that you will show that it's forward thinking. Lord, that everything is with you, God, that we would have the wisdom of heaven in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would use us, Lord, to change the very fabric of this society in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now for a wisdom that would come from heaven in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, for songs from heaven. Lord, that you would change the entertainment industry in the name of Jesus. Yes. Lord, you would use them, God, to influence in the name of Jesus. They would no longer be influenced by the wicked generations of above, Lord, the ones that are serving the world and the secular world. But Lord, you would use righteous people in my generation, even the generations before, in the name of Jesus, to change what entertainment looks like, to change what music sounds like, to change how things look, Lord, that people are looking for authentic and they're looking for real, Lord. But I pray now that they would find you in the name of Jesus. I pray now for the prodigal sons and daughters, God, that they would come to know you in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, that even as they're searching right now, that they've looked in all the wrong places, they've been everywhere, they've been spent, and they felt like they've spent their inheritance, Lord. And I thank you, God, that they're coming running to you right now. Lord, you're tugging on their heart. You're pulling on their heartstrings. And I pray now, God, that you would use it for your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray now, God, for your covering over this place. We pray now, God, that as you said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I pray now for all generations, God, that they would serve you with all their heart and all their might and all their soul in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus, for your presence.
Hallelujah. 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 Jessica, I set myself in agreement with you. What a wonderful prayer. And I believe that you are not alone, that there are many, many intercessors out there, young people that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And Elijah thought he was all alone, but he was reminded there's 7,000 that had not bowed their knee to Baal. And so I believe, Jessica, that there's a lot of millennials, young people like yourself, that have not bowed their knees to Baal, and they are interceding for their generation.
so good to have you on, and I'm so thankful for you and your mom and dad and the church. I want to remind everybody that every Wednesday at 12 noon, Trinity Christian Center in Louisiana, at there at your church, Trinity Christian Center in Forest Hill, Louisiana. I'll get it right in a moment. They broadcast an intercessory prayer time 12 noon every Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, and that's noon, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Jessica, thank you so very, very much for being on today. What a blessing you are. And I'm so thankful that those in your generation do not have to be afraid. And so I'm going to play a song by Dave Bell, who's also a millennial. They're in Lincoln, England. And I'm just so thankful for you. Thankful for the prayer. Keep interceding, would you?
I sure will.
God bless you. Good to have you on today. Good job. Okay, here's Dave Bell. He's telling us not to be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. We're praying today. We got someone in the wings ready to intercede, so don't go away.
I stand amazed at all the things you've done. I stand amazed at your love and faithfulness. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I stand amazed, new mercies every day. I stand amazed that your word has never changed. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you, God. I'm not afraid, for Jesus counts my days. I'm not alone. You walk the path before me, this I know. You are in control. I will lift up my hands and say, every blessing I've turned back to praise. I stand and face the foot of Calvary. I stand amazed. The pain was all for me. I'm in wonder, awestruck wonder of you. I'm struck wonder.
walk the path before me, this I know. You are in control. I will lift up my hands and say, every blessing I turn back to praise.
Okay, there you have Dave Bell from Lincoln, England. I'm not afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Good if you're listening on bpnradio.com. Your 24-hour internet prayer station. Dale Gentry hosting here live from our studios, Prayer Central in Austin, Texas, calling America to pray, calling America to pray. It's good to have one of my spiritual daughters on today. Good to have Tammy Logan. And Tammy, are you there?
Yes, Papa Dale, I am. How are you?
I'm a blessed man. Welcome to the Wednesday intercession time. I know that you are an intercessor. You've been on bpnradio.com before, and you are leading a ministry called Out of the Mud. So I want you to pray for our nation. We're in a real warfare mode in this nation. A lot of people don't realize it. And a lot of people, particularly in the mud, they're just trying to make it another day. They're not concerned, really.
Yes,
they're not really concerned about what's happening in government, but they're just trying to make it through the day, I guess. So
yes,
good to have you on. So however the Holy Spirit leads you, I'll play.
Well, Papa, I have a favor to ask. I have here a special guest of my own, my 7-year-old grandson, Braxton, and he would like to say a prayer, and it was pretty much leading into what I had felt led to pray about, among other things concerning the nation. So can he have a moment?
7-year-old Braxton, your grandson. I believe he's
the youngest
person that's ever prayed on bpnradio.com. So he's about to make history. But tell Braxton.
He's an amazing prayer warrior.
Tell Braxton. Tell Braxton to go for it.
Go for it, Papa says.
Lord, I just thank you for this day. I just hope the parents who have alcohol and drugs and stuff, I just pray for just one moment they get believe in Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You can do this. I just thank you for all things, and I just thank you for Big Daddy and Mimi, and they saved me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Glory to you.
That's
name.
Great, Braxton. You did a good job today. You've just made history. God bless
you. Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Tammy, for inviting your grandson, 7-year-old Braxton, to be on today and to pray. What an amazing opportunity.
Yes, sir. Gracious and Heavenly Father, my heart is heavy for all of the families, Lord. The foundation on which this country, this world was founded by God Almighty, Lord, the foundation of family, that we would train up these children in the way they should go, Lord. And Holy Ghost, this is where we never thought we would be, is raising another generation, but whatever it takes to further the kingdom of God, Lord. And Lord, as far as the situation and concern surrounding this nation and this country, through all the wickedness, the bad, the evil, Lord, I have seen amazing, mighty things take place in the past year. Things that give us intercessors, us prayer warriors, us men and women of God that pray quietly in their homes, pray quietly in their prayer closets. It gives us hope, Lord. It gives us hope to press on and keep praying, because you are prayer changes things. Fasting and prayer is powerful, powerful tools that you shared with us in your word, Lord, that changes things, that rocks the very foundations, the very cores of hell, that breaks the wide open, Lord, the gates of hell, and sets the captives free, Lord.
Yes.
The people that are just running fast and furious towards hell, Lord, you can put up a Holy Ghost roadblock. Just like little Braxton prayed for the moms and dads that are finding their comfort in alcohol and drugs and abuse one upon another, or lies and deception, Lord. It's not them. It's what's operating in them. And even this little seven-year-old child can see that they need prayer, Lord. And I pray for every little one that's in a house full of discord and dismay and sadness and pain and agony, that they, that you rescue them, Lord, that you rescue them, that, the grandparents or aunts and uncles that say, you know, it's not my problem. It's everybody's issue. These children are our future. The elderly are our living history books. Let us learn from them, Lord. Lord, help us that, take on these responsibilities. Help us, with strength in our minds and our bodies and our souls. And Lord, I just claim and concur with Sister Pia, what she was saying about the battles that are fought, in the courtrooms, because we are going through those very things now. And wow, what an uplifting testimony and praise report and prayer that she spoke. Lord, I claim it all. Yes. I just thank you and I praise you for a praying church, Lord, for Breakout Radio Ministries, for Breakout Radio Church, for BPN as a whole. I just see it taking off like a rocket ship, Lord, and it just yes. not slowing down, just picking yes. up momentum, Lord, and people waking out of their slumber of that Satan's had them in this dark, dark place, Lord, that just one little crack in a door of a dark room and there's light outside that door will illuminate the room. One little candle can illuminate a household. Oh, please, Lord, yes, use Lord. Me. Let when people see me, let them see Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let us all aspire to be that light in the dark, whether it be here in home or our homes, other people's homes, in the workplace, Lord, on the street, in a vehicle at a stoplight, glancing over to someone that looks like they're having a bad day and simply give them a big smile, Lord, whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's shopping, paying a bill, on the phone with a bill collector. Lord, every single opportunity we have, let us utilize it for now. Today is now is the time. Today is the day, Lord.
Yes.
I just thank and I praise you for being part of such godly men and women, for being able to reach out, not only on days like this on the radio, but every single day, Lord. Like I said, whether it's at the checkout at a grocery store, we have an opportunity or many throughout the day. Everywhere we're at is our mission field. We don't have to travel abroad, although one day I pray I get to. There's a humongous mission field right here in the United States. Mm-hmm. And like everybody else before me, Lord, I pray that from the crown of the president's head to the soles of his feet, that you just stir his mind, Lord, just stir his heart for yes. the things of you. Yes. And he is surrounded by many godly people. Like, I think it was Miss Debbie said that even the janitors, the cook, and let us, pray for them, not just in the White House, but in every place where there's jobs that people don't even think twice about having or doing because nobody else wants to do them, but it keeps this world going, this country going. Let us pray for them. Let us just give them a Holy Ghost hug. I just love you, and I thank you, and I praise you, Lord, and I ask for restoration. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've watched restoration in a family that the world said was broken and irretrievable. I have seen you put pieces back together and not only make it more beautiful than before, but even bless them with additions yes. to that family. And yes. years and years and years later that they're testifying the glory of God, that if they would have just listened to the world and thrown their marriage away like so many do, think that everything's disposable, they wouldn't have the blessings and the testimonies that they are living. Help us to be a light and a love to Braxton and Georgia and Preston and any other children or married couple in trouble. Let us be a testimony that says, you know what? There's a way. There's an answer. And his name is Jesus Christ. And let us be bold enough to speak truth and speak life and speak love and not be silent. Let us all get that boldness, that Holy Ghost boldness about us. I think the silence is where the biggest chokehold on this nation is right now, is all of these people that are just, I think, demon possessed, because there's no other explanation for why or how they could do those bizarre things that they could do. Lord, they want to silence the men and women of God. I rebuke that chokehold of silence that Satan has on so many throats. Lord, just help them to shout the name of Jesus, that yes. powerful name. There's no other name like Jesus.
That's right.
Then let them seek out what you would have them to do, and then boldly go and proclaim, no matter what their family thinks, no matter what their so-called friends think, as long as it's ordered by you and they know it's of you, let them go and be bold and be do the commission that you have put in their hearts to do, Lord. I will forever give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, because you're the only one worthy and deserving of it. I just thank you and I praise you for this opportunity today and for the men and women that has gotten to participate. And I just love each and every one of you that is listening, whether you're a member or whether you just God had you stop today to hear, where you just are so, so loved in this place. We love you.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Tammy Logan from West Texas, and I just bless her, congratulate her and her husband Matthew, who just celebrated their 28th wedding anniversary. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
You're praying for America, and Tammy Logan, thank you for being on today. Thank you for your faithfulness and helping us pray that America will come back to God, praying for marriages and homes. And I believe we're making a difference. God bless you for being on today. This is BPNradio.com, and we are continuing to pray. I have a couple of more people that's going to be praying as we call America back to God.
Give this world back to God. Oh, give it back.
Okay, there you have Reba. Here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Intercession Wednesday, and I've got several ladies today that are interceding on behalf of our nation, our land. And it's good to have Rhonda Kinzer on with me today. Are you there, Rhonda?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Rhonda Kinzer is a very familiar voice on BPNRadio.com, hosting Intercession Friday on BPN Radio. And she not only is broadcasting on BPNRadio.com at 10 a.m. every Friday morning, but also on Facebook Live. And, wow, I mean, God is really blessing your ministry time on Friday. You have you had over 1,000 views on Facebook alone on Friday. And I know that people are responding, Rhonda, because so many, many people are in desperate need, in desperate trouble. And I know that you know how to pray the prayer of faith. And so what has the Holy Spirit laid on your heart for today?
Well, I had breakfast with my 19-year-old daughter today. And so I told her I was going to be on the program with you praying for our nation. And I said, as a millennial, what do you think we need to pray about today? And without hesitation, she looked at me and she said, Mom, there's so much greed in our world today. And so I'm just going to pray a little bit about that.
Okay. All right. However the Holy Ghost leads you, Rhonda, you go ahead and pray.
Okay.
All right.
Father God, I just thank you because, Lord, none of our prayers, Lord, none of them are ever in vain. God, like I heard earlier on the show today, Lord, whether it's someone just in their prayer closet that's been faithful to pray and, you know, Lord, we might never even know their name, but, Lord, you know their name and you see, Lord, and you hear the prayers. And I thank you, Father God, that, Lord, over the centuries, that by your Spirit, Father, that you have raised up men and women, Lord, throughout the nations to stand in the gap, Lord, and to pray. Lord, the prayers that have been prayed down through the centuries, Lord God, for revivals and praying, Lord, for peace during wartime and strategies during wartime, Lord, people have been praying. And so, Lord, I just thank you for the opportunity to be a part of those who pray. And,
yes.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that as we pray, God, that we know that you hear us, Lord. And that if you hear us, Lord, and we pray according to your plan, will, and purpose, according to your living word of truth, that, Lord, you will respond, Lord, and you will move on behalf of, Lord, the righteous. And so, Father, I just stand here today through the blood of Jesus and through his righteousness, through his perfection, that he did everything perfectly out of perfect obedience. And, Lord, I thank you for his perfect obedience that today, Lord, we can just declare through the blood of Jesus, Lord, all that we have need of.
Yes.
And Lord, I just pray, Lord God, for our nation. God, you are very aware of, Lord, the wickedness and the unrighteousness, Lord, that is prevalent, Lord, in our nation. And Lord, Lord, just that root, Lord, of greed, that throughout your whole word of God, you talk about the corruption that comes with that love of money is our first love. And Lord, you warn us about that and you try to tell us that it always ends in death. It ends in hurting other people. And Lord, I look around and I look at the end results of greed, Lord. I look at Lord, those that are in bondage today to drugs, Lord, to methamphetamines and opiates, Lord, I look at those that are in bondage to drugs today because someone wanted to make a buck. Lord, I look around and I see those people that are addicted to nicotine or addicted to alcohol because someone is profiting, Lord, at someone else's expense. Lord, I look and I see young women, Lord, young children, Lord, in slavery all across this nation because of the lust of men, Lord, to make a profit,
yeah.
On the innocent.
Yeah.
Lord, I look at those that, Lord, that justify the abortion industry, and their justification, Lord, and even the vileness of their justification, Lord, and the whole hallways of Congress, Lord, and the justification, Lord, and marches and standing up. Lord, so that they can make money off of innocent blood, Lord, off of unborn babies.
Yeah.
Lord, I look at these things, and Lord, your word says this is what the love of money can cause people to do. And so, Father, I just ask in the name of Jesus this morning that, God, that your righteous ones, Lord, those that are called by your name, Lord, that they would begin to stand up, Lord, and that they would begin to wage war, Father God, against the corruption that comes with greed.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I thank you that your word says that you are storing up the wealth of those that have used it for corrupt gain. Lord, you're storing it up for the righteous ones. Lord, that
yes.
there are men and
yes.
women, Father God, that have a desire to preach the gospel with power, to bring forth the truth, Lord, of righteousness and justice, Lord, in each of these areas. Lord, I know that you have been moving upon the hearts of your children, Lord, with a word in their mouth, Lord God, to stand up and to wage war against, Lord, human trafficking, against mm-hmm. prostitution, against drugs, against alcohol, Lord, against gambling, Lord, against anything that would rob someone of their self-dignity.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that, God, that you would begin to transfer, Lord, that wealth, Lord, from the hands that use it to corrupt, God, and that you would transfer it into the hands of your righteous ones, Lord, that will use it to bring about your truth, to use it to proclaim the gospel that there is salvation and freedom, Lord, for those who have been victims, Lord, of other people's greed.
Yes. Yes.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus. So I just declare, Father God, that there is a releasing, Lord, by the power of the Spirit of God,
yes.
Lord, a releasing of that finances, Lord, to flow, Lord, down, Lord, the rivers of righteousness to reach your children,
yes.
Lord, that have been faithful, Lord, to lay aside the things of comfort, to seek your face, Lord, for this season. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to fill their hands, Lord, with the finances that they need to go. And Lord, I thank you that you've been empowering them by the Holy Spirit
yes.
with an anointed word to set every captive free.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To your name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I just give you praise and I give you glory because Lord, you are the one that is bringing victory
yes.
to every captive.
Yes.
Lord, every captive, every victim, Lord, that has been victimized, God, by corruption and greed of others, that God, that through the blood of Jesus,
yes.
that Lord, you're raising up voices all across this nation,
yes, you are.
Young and old alike. God, I ask that you would pour out, God, that fire, your fire of the Holy Ghost,
yes.
Lord, that the passion of your righteousness, the passion of your justice,
yeah.
Lord, even that righteous indignation would rise up in your children, and God, that
yeah.
we would begin to stand and declare,
yeah.
Lord, victory and freedom for everyone who's been bruised, everyone who has been pushed down, everyone who's been stepped over because someone else was trying to make a gain. God, that you would bring people across their path that would begin to let them know the worth.
Yes.
You begin to bring people into their lives, Lord, that will let them know that they
yes,
have
Lord.
Dignity, that they have a Heavenly Father who loves them so much that he let his own son die for them. And so, Lord, I'm thanking you right now in advance for a revival, Lord, amongst those, Lord, that have been oppressed.
Yes.
Lord, that those that have just, Lord, even wanting to give up, Lord, I pray,
yes.
Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would just begin to fill them with hope. Lord, that your Holy Spirit of fire would fall,
yes.
Lord, and that we would see an awakening, Lord, in this nation,
yes.
Lord, for those that need to know the truth, Lord,
yes.
that the enemy has so oppressed them that they don't even know that there's a reason to live anymore. But in the name of Jesus, I thank you for a Holy Spirit revival, Lord, that everyone from the least to the greatest, Lord,
yes.
is going to have one more opportunity to know the name of Jesus
yes.
and the love of God.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I just give you praise today. I give you praise today
God, it is part of your plan that, Hallelujah. Lord, there is this harvest. And so, Lord, I thank you for the harvest of souls. I thank you, Lord, for the financing of the harvest. I thank you for the workers and the laborers that, God, that you are going to send them out with everything they need, Lord, the anointing, the finances, and the heart,
yeah.
Lord, of compassion.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. I set myself in agreement with my spiritual daughter, Rhonda Kinzer from Liberal, Kansas. I bless her right now for her faithfulness, all that you've called her to do. And we agree, Lord, in prayer. And I pray blessings upon her Friday intercession time on BPN Radio and Dale Gentry Facebook Live every Friday at 10 a.m. Lord, as we stand in the gap and make up the hedge for our nation, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. And amen. Thank you, Rhonda, for being on today. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you.
You too. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, here's our friend Chris Folsom, and he's going to sing about who's going to stand. Will you stand with us for this nation?
Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I'm calling out to brother and sister to stand up and fight. If there's one thing from history we all should learn, if you don't make the stand together, the bridge will burn. Reading the signs, but can't you hear the beating of the drums behind the enemy lines? Yeah, the time for lofty words and shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. Yeah, man, who's
And what a great song.
Who's gonna stand?
Okay, there you have Chris Folsom working in Hollywood, California. A lot of entertainers there. Well, I love that song. Who's going to stand on this bridge tonight? That's what we're all about at BPN Radio, calling America to pray. Not just calling people to pray for America, but calling America to pray, because we know that when we stand together, and the words of the song says, who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I'm calling out to brother and sister to stand up and fight. We're talking about spiritual warfare. If there's one thing from history we should have learned, that if we don't make this stand together, this bridge may burn. Some say that I'd be crazy for misreading the signs. Can't you hear the beating of the drums from enemy lines? The time for lofty words, shaking fists has come and gone. Take up your sword and shield, for the battle lines have been drawn. For all your, who for? What are we praying? For all your sons and daughters, for all that you hold dear, would you lay your life down or lock your doors and hide away in fear? Who's going to stand with me on this bridge tonight? I swear you'll regret the day you don't stand and fight. For when we stand together, we be more than flesh and bone. When our spirits are united, we don't have to stand alone. Great song by Chris Folsom. Wow. That's a great song, isn't it, Cheryl Ortiz?
Yes, absolutely.
It's a great song. That's what we're doing here. It's good to have you on praying. It's been great having several of our intercessors and prayer leaders on today, and I wanted to have you to come and conclude our prayer time in just a moment. Then I'm going to play one final song by one of my spiritual sons. But, wow, we're standing together, and that's why we're calling for a million people to stand with us at Breakout Prayer Network for 1,000 points of light, churches, campuses, prayer centers, whatever it may be. And also that includes 1,000 prayer leaders. And so here we go. I know that we've been on the air now since 2014, calling America to pray. Actually, Gene and I have gone across America and around the world since 1985. We started Breakout Prayer Network after I led prayer at the White House in 1996. And you came on board several years ago to help us. And we're standing and fighting. I mean, there is life is not without challenges. But I appreciate your faithfulness and people that want to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. We need people to be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. Tell people how they can become a member. There's no financial obligation, but tell them how they can become a member of the Breakout Prayer Network.
There is a link on the bpnradio.com website that they can click onto, and they can also send a direct email to bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com. That's bpnprayerrequest@gmail.com, and they can call into our prayer line if they have prayer requests. They need prayer. We have a national prayer team. They can call 918-865-4305, and we will pray over those needs and get them sent out to our national prayer team. We've got all across the country.
Well, we're thankful for the members of our national prayer team, and thank you for coordinating now these prayers for several years, as well as helping send out a prayer request every morning that we've been doing now going on 6 years. And sending out a prayer the Holy Spirit speaks to my heart about. And of course, we appreciate you and Linda Meeks and Evelyn Gaslam as y'all send that out in English and Spanish every day, 365 days a year. We're so very, very thankful. And, you know, our only hope in this nation is prayer. There's a major spiritual warfare going on in this land. If people don't recognize between godly and ungodly, between righteousness and unrighteousness, there's a spiritual war going on even in our nation's capital right now. You can just see it brewing and stirring. And so That's why that we who know how to stand and fight and how to do spiritual warfare, how to pray and how to intercede, it's so very, very important. And we need people to help stand with us. And this is an emergency. I'm going to have you to pray, and then I'm going to play this song that was written by one of my spiritual sons in Kansas City, Missouri, Jim Wagee. Jim Wagee has helped produce the Let's Pray America series that you can hear every morning at 5, 6, 7, and 9 o'clock on BPN Radio, giving people an opportunity to join me in prayer. But we have an emergency in America, and I know some people say, well, the economy is rebounding and everything seems to be well, but there's a spiritual war going on. I do have hope, but our hope is in Him, and He has shown us that we must stand in the gap, make up the hedge. We must pray. We must intercede. We must fight. So I want you to pray, however the Holy Spirit leads you, that I'm going to play this song by, written by Jim Wege.
Absolutely. Father, I thank You for the opportunity that we've had today, Lord, as several people have come together and we've agreed together and we've joined together, Lord, knowing that there is power in our agreement. There is power as we join forces together and speak and pray the same thing. And we know, God, that You hear. Your ear is turned toward Your servants. Your ear is turned toward Your children, and You hear the cries of Your children. You hear the prayers, and they do not go to deaf ears. They do not fall on deaf ears, Lord, but we know that You are a Heavenly Father that cares. And I thank You, God, that Your very name describes Your character and Your nature of who You are, that we can come to You, Lord, knowing that You are our peace. You are our righteousness. You are our covering and our protector, our banner. You are our provider and our healer.
Yes.
God, that You direct our steps. You
yes.
order our steps. You guide our way. And we can trust in that. We know that Your ways are better than our ways. Your will and Your plans and Your thoughts are
yeah.
higher than ours.
Yeah.
And we can trust You, knowing, Lord, that You will guide us in the proper way. You will lead us in the best way. Even when we can't see our way, Lord, we know that You are there with us. And God, Your plans are perfect. They're perfect. And we can trust in that. We can rest in that, even when things aren't going the way we want them to. When we find ourselves in the midst of a storm and things aren't going the way we thought they would, or they would have changed by now, and we're still finding ourselves in that place,
yeah.
we know, God, that You are working behind the scenes. We trust in that fact. We stand upon Your word. God, Your word is either true or it's not. And I choose to believe that it is, because
yes.
You are not man that You should lie.
Yeah.
Your word is absolute truth,
yeah.
and it will not return unto You void. And I pray, God, that You come against the liar, the thief, the deceiver. Cause us, Lord, to close our ears to the lies of the enemy, because what he says is not true. And we will not walk hand in hand with him. We will not be fearful and allow him to cause us to be bound up in fear in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
No matter how dark or how hard the winds blow,
That's
we
right.
will not give in to that fear.
No,
Lord,
won't.
I know that once we do, that fear will overtake us. That fear will hold on to us and will get a grip. But God, we walk in freedom because You have come to set us free. You have come to deliver us. And I pray in the name of Jesus today, Lord, that You will bow down Your heavens, Lord, and come down, that You will touch
yes.
the mountains and they shall smoke, that You will flash forth lightning and scatter them and shoot out Your arrows and destroy them.
Yes.
Because God, You are our deliverer. You are our deliverer. And
yes.
I pray for those today, God, who find themselves in the pit. They are weary and they're in the pit and they want to quit. But we say, do not quit in the pit in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And God, I ask that You begin to raise up these warriors, these weary warriors, and You strengthen them anew, that You renew their vision. You renew their passion. You renew their fight within them, Lord, that they once again pick up their weapons of their word. They pick up their weapon of worship. They pick up their weapon of intercession and warfare and decree that they will not be beaten down any longer, but
That's
they're
right.
climbing up out of that pit,
yeah.
knowing, God, that through Jesus Christ, we have the victory.
Yes.
We already have the victory, and we fight from that place.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that as we begin to pray and we begin to intercede, that God, we don't stay focused on the issue. We don't stay focused on the promise. We lay that promise at Your feet. We lay that problem at Your feet, Lord. We lay that issue on the altar, but then we focus upon the answer, which is You. We focus upon Your goodness. We focus upon who You are, how You are our
hiding place. You are our strong tower. You are our firm foundation. You are our friend. You are the lover of our souls.
Yeah.
You are our savior.
Yeah.
You are our covering and our safe place, our safe haven, our refuge. You are our shield. And God, I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, as we focus upon who you are more than the problem. We give you the glory and the praise. And Father, for the leaders in this nation and for the people in that White House, Lord, those who have hidden agendas, we come against those in the name of Jesus and declare that those hidden agendas are exposed.
Yes.
They are uprooted and the light shines upon those dark places in the name of Jesus. Any hidden motives or hidden agendas to bring destruction or harm to anyone in this nation that is leading this country, we pray those things are exposed and the light shines upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, that nothing is done in hidden or secret, but Lord, that we are seeing and that you are showing any plans of trouble or any plans of deceit or any witchcraft plans or curses that are spoken or sent out against our president and vice president, we come against those with the blood of Jesus and declare that you are rendered powerless in Jesus' mighty name. I lift up those, God, who have sent in prayer requests for Sarah for finances and Misty and her daughter Emily. We pray for Jean healing in her body today.
Yeah.
For those fighting cancer, for Lonnie and Michael and Tracy and Vicky and Bonnie. We pray for Sue, who needs a breakthrough in business. We pray for Ellen, for the salvation of her husband and son, and for Mandy, who needs provision and healing. God, we pray for these needs. They are desperate, and we ask that you show up and show out in their situations. God, that you bring everything in their lives and in their bodies and in their finances into proper working order in the name of Jesus. We call for order in these situations, and for the things in our lives that are not in alignment with heaven, we call those things into order right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, we do.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you. You are the devourer. You are the liar, and the Lord rebuke you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The line is drawn, and you are rendered powerless.
Hallelujah.
You are rendered defeated in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for answering prayer. I thank you, God, that as we prayed Monday for Charity's two boys, one of them came back with a good report, and we give you praise and glory for that, God. We let nothing slip by that we don't praise you for when you answer our prayers. We give you all glory, God. We will sing a new song unto you. We will tell of your goodness and your greatness because, God, you are still on the throne, and you are still watching over your people. You have not turned away. You are not being silent, but you are getting ready to pour out your glory in this land in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that we are ready for it. Help us to be prepared and to be watching daily, God, that we do not miss what you are doing in this nation.
That's right.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, keep us aware. Keep our eyes and our ears and our spirits sharp and in tune to your spirit in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for your glory.
Yes.
I thank you for your outpouring of your presence, Lord.
Yeah.
I praise you and I thank you for the anointing. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and give you praise for all that you are doing in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name. Lord, I set myself in agreement with our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and the other people's been praying today, Deborah Davenport, Pia Motto, and Jessica Remedios, and Tammy Logan, and Rhonda Kinzer. Lord, I just set myself in agreement, Lord, knowing that you're at work in this nation, and we declare in the name of the Lord that every evil thing is being exposed. We set ourselves in agreement for President Donald J. Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, as they battle powers of darkness there in Washington, D.C. We set ourselves in agreement with them in Jesus' name and for them. And we pray your hedge of protection about them. This is a crucial week in America with the budget and the possible government shutdown looming and all of the forces that are happening. But we declare that we are more than conquerors in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Cheryl. Thank you for being a part of BPNRadio.com as we continue to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Bayer Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.